This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
It's Monday. We're so happy to start your work week off, or maybe end your work day. We don't really know. We're just glad that you've allowed us into your life.
That's
right. In this way. And we hope that if you've already had your day, it was good. If you haven't had your day, that you're looking forward to it.
That's right.
Because Monday can be one of those kind of days that people dread.
It can be.
But it's not, we don't want you to dread it because it's a chance to what? Begin again.
That's right.
And to live it up while beginning again, which is what we're all about.
We want to share firsthand how He has used the good and the bad in our lives for our good.
That's meaning the good and bad choices.
That's right.
In our lives for our good.
You know, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Wow, what a promise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will guide us on the right pathway of life if we just trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, choices, you know, there's some choices we make. I know there's some choices in my life that I've made that, you know, you think about it. If I wouldn't have made those bad choices years ago, would I have been drawn to God? I mean, you know, I just don't know. You know, you don't want to question the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because today is when God wants you to make the choice. Today are you going to ask Him for His advice. Today are you going to make the choice to follow Him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the choices we make in life sometimes, you know what? Sometimes it's not the right choice. We thought, you know, it was, and we didn't really ask God about it. We didn't really pray about it. And it like a snake, it just came up and bit us.
Mm-hmm.
But God's there.
Mm-hmm.
He can use those bad choices we've made in the past and turn it all to good. He really can, and that's what He wants to do, doesn't He?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what God wants to do. He wants to make our bad choices into right choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's three different kinds of choices. There's a good choice, a bad choice, and a wise choice.
Mm-hmm.
The wise choice is what we really want to kind of gravitate to. And the reason why it's the wise choice is we asked God about it first. We prayed about it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say something to you. Don't beat yourself up if you've made a bad choice in your life. I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did I used to do that. But before I came to know the Lord, man, I used to beat myself up a lot. But when I came to Him, and He caressed me, and He told me, "It's okay. I forgive you. Now go forward. Don't let your past define you. Let your life in Christ define who you are."
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice. And God wants you to make that choice today.
Mm-hmm.
So, honey, what do you think about choices?
Well, for me, a choice was made for me in my first marriage. I mean, you can't be married to someone that doesn't want to be married to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the choice was made for me that I was going through a divorce after almost 17 years of marriage. And so that was forced on me.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, did it seem like it was going to work out? I didn't know what to think about it at the time. But fast forward all these years later, God has worked all of that out in my life for good. And that was a terrible time in my life. I know there's people listening that you have faced the same thing. People can make choices that affect your life that you had nothing to do with it. But they were forced on you. So it deepened my walk with God. I didn't really, until that happened, understand how much I needed the Lord, and it changed everything. And so, has He worked it through for my good? Yes, of course. And I'm so grateful to be in ministry now. I know God has put me here, and I'm able to help other people through those kind of situations, and it, not just divorce, but all that comes from that. A multitude of things come from that. And he worked it out for me, and I stand on that promise in Romans that said God works everything out for the good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so I loved him the whole time. I never stopped loving God. And I see that how he's worked it out for me in more ways than just being remarried again to you. Of course, that's a blessing. But how it changed me going through that time. And I'm much closer to God because of it. In that's spite right. of it. It's not what made me who I am. It revealed who I was.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a real eye-opener for me when I heard somebody say that. Those circumstances did not make me who I am. They showed me who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the work began. And I'm so grateful to God, and I thank him how he worked that out in me. And we've shared before, I stopped saying, why me? And started saying, why not me?
That's right.
Why would I think I was ever immune to something like that?
Yeah.
I'm not. No one is. You know?
That's right.
What about you?
Well, he's a God of choices. He gives us that right.
Free will.
I mean, he's the God of the universe. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He can do anything he wants to. Mm-hmm. But what he wants to do is to give you the choice. And so the bad choices I made in my life up to the time I was saved, now God's turned all that into good. Now I'm able to minister to people mm-hmm. for some of the things I went through growing up, mm-hmm. you know. And so I say, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, the Word tells us to rejoice in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I tell you what, that's tough sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's what it says. Rejoice to the Lord in every situation. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the choice we have. Are we going to rejoice?
Mm-hmm.
Are we not?
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it, you know, people would say, you know, well, if God can do everything, how come there's sin? How come there's bad in the world? Well, how's he going to know what choice you're going to make?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. He wants to have, you know, he wants you to, you know, to have that ability. I mean, Christ died on the cross, and it's a free gift for you to receive him, but it didn't come freely.
Mm-hmm.
He went through a lot of pain and a lot of stuff, and made he had to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus asked the Father, you know, could you take this cup away from me? And Jesus said, your will, not my will.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
The son of God the Father, you know, the beginning and the end had a choice, and his choice was to love you
mm-hmm.
and to give his life for you. Well, you got that choice right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make the choice to follow Christ? To give your heart to him? Or maybe you thought you did and you realize now you never gave your heart to Christ? Well, you know what? Today's the day. If you would, please, say this prayer with us and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for giving me the choice in life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. Because of the cross, I know my sins are forgiven. I'm asking you, please forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, today I ask you, I'm making the choice to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lord, you know, we just thank you, Lord, for that and for everyone who prayed this prayer. And if you did pray the prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we just love y'all.
Right.
Everyone around the world, we really appreciate you.
That's right. Remember, you do have choices, and the question is, what do you do with them?
That's right.
Okay, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And until then, keep living it up.
While we hang again.